Okay, Rabotai. Yeah, so we're starting a new sugya. Today is Yom Revi'i Shabbat Kodesh, Parashat Devarim. Today is He B'Menachem Av. Today is the Yard Set of the Ariya Kadosh. We are starting a new sugya today. Today is quite arguably the most difficult sugya in Masechet Sukkah.
Whoa.
So, welcome. Yeah!
And it's a Shlek topic of Obakam.
Yeah.
Ted is
mathematically the hardest, but this is lumdishly the hardest.
Really,
so, let's start the Gemara. Don't be scared of anybody finish the packet?
And started.
Anybody finish?
And it started.
Yeah, don't worry about it. Bezat Hashem for today and tomorrow. I told you, Bli Lachatz, everything. Relax.
That's
yeah.
Tough. Can you ask?
Relax fashion.
You know what to turn on the air conditioner? Yeah. Bekitzer.
Relax fashion.
Toh. So let's start the sugya. Katuv kacha. Yeah. Gemara. Rashi. Tosafot. Bnei Yeshua. They have a lot of stuff. Bezat Hashem. And yeah. Slow and steady wins the race. Yeah. Toh. Says the Gemara. Amalu Ravuna lehanu avankre. Yeah. Ravuna told. There are businessmen, peddlers, whatever it was. Yeah, whatever. So it's machloket yishonim who exactly they were. But anyway, these were apparently etrogim salesmen. Besides for peddling other merchandise, but they sold other. They sold etrogim also. Kizavnitu asa me'akum.
When you hadas
So he says when you buy hadasim from the goyim, this was in Bavel, mind you. La tigzezu atun. Do not just pay them money and you go cut off the hadasim. Rather, ela ligzezu inhu viavolechu. He says, let them, the goyim, cut it off. Give it to you. My ta'ama, why? Stam of the kochavim gazlane ara'atan inhu. Anytime you see a goy with land, we're going to see it's machloket. Are we talking about specifically among Jews, among themselves, but whatever? By the goyim, stam goyim are thieves. They steal land, and therefore what? Now, there's another idea over here that karka can't be stolen. What exactly does karka inan igzelet mean? That subject, we're going to see Rashi, Tosfot, Pnei Yoshua, and Aporgutazach. Yeah, he says, therefore, hilkach, ligzezua inhu, let them cut it. Why? Ki echid lehavu yeush ba'alim biyadayhu didhu, v'shinu yarashut biyadayhu. Which means, so that even though, now this is what Rashi al-Pi Pashtut means, since karka can't be stolen, that means what? Even though, let's say the owner of the land, the original, let's say Jewish owner of the land was already mityahesh, since karka is not stolen, what is that yeush worth? Nothing. It doesn't come into effect yet. When does Ye'ush come into effect, says the Gemara? Only once karka becomes metaltelin. When will it become metaltelin? When will it become a movable object? When you cut it. If the Jew cuts it, if the Jewish peddlers cut it, what's going to happen? The Ye'ush is going to kick in by them. And then, by the, it's going to be Shinu Reshut. Right, and then I'm sorry. They're going to have the yeush and shinu reshut in your hands, but that's going to be, you're going to be the gazlanim. Says the Gemara, I don't understand what the problem is. Sof ki gazezu avan kere lehevu yeush be'alim biyadayu v'shinu reshut biyadan. If we're talking about salesmen over here, and all we need, remember, like I kept on pointing out to you before, the avankere, they're not reshaim. They didn't steal the land. Forget about the halachics for a second that karka inan igzelet. The ma'aseh isur, right? The kicking the guy off, whatever, holding the guy up and kicking him off the land. Who is that done by? By the peddlers? The ma'aseh isur. Forget about the halachics, the logistics over here of the kinyan igzela. Who did that? The goyim. Now what? What are you telling me? But the kinyan of the gzela is going to be done by the Jew. That's not true. If the avankere, the salesman, they cut it. So when does the yush kick in? Immediately when they cut it. And then when they sell it to another Jew, that's already going to be shinu reshut. You have yush and shinu reshut. That's a kinyan. So why is Rav Huna telling them to make sure that the goy cuts it? Seemingly, even if they cut it themselves, what? That's the yush. And then as soon as they sell it to another yid, what happens? Shinu reshut akol beseder. Says the Gemara, La tzericha be'ushana de'avankiri gufayim. Ah, says the Gemara, here's a big thing. The Gemara says, Be'emet, you're right. If they meant to sell these hadasim to another yid, what would have been the halacha? Rav Huna wouldn't have told them anything. Would have been fine for them to cut it, and then for them to sell it to another yid, kol beseder. What did Rav Huna, in what case did he tell them to be careful? when they wanted to use it themselves. So basically what's coming out is the fact that they're peddlers over here is irrelevant to the halakha, because they're not, according to what the Gemara is being ma'amid right now, it doesn't matter that they're peddlers, because over here they're planning on using it for themselves. Yeah, says the Gemara. Okay, by the way, with regards to Gezel, yeah, not only, what are different ways that you can be, like we said, it's machloket rishonim, but we hold the halakha, as does the Rambam and Maran and Shulchan Aruch, yeush kedeh lakanan, which means that yeush by itself is not kone. So you need yeush and something else. So first thing we spoke about is yeush and shinu reshut, changing it to a different domain, which means they cut it and now they sell it to somebody else, that shinu reshut. What else can be kone besides yeush? Shinui ma'aseh or shinui hashem. Yeah, changing, a change in action, a change in form, or a change in name, says the Gemara. Okay, you know, let's go back. Even for themselves, you're telling me that everyone had a problem with them doing it themselves because there's not going to be any shinu ma'aseh since they're going to keep it for themselves for usage. Says the Gemara, okay, maybe even if there's no shinu ma'aseh, maybe I can find you something else. What's that? Says the Gemara, v'likniyuha b'shinu ma'aseh. That what? What are you doing over here? You're not using the hadas as is. You're not taking it like that. What are you doing? You're tying it. You're making aguda. You're tying it up to the lulav.
You said in a gozal kama, you made it into a, what's it called? A broom.
Yeah. Says the Gemara, kasavar lulav in tzarich eged. We hold, says the Gemara, one answer is, that ma'aseh of turning, of tying it up to the lulav is insignificant. You know why? Because we hold like the Manda Amar, that the lulav does not need to be tied at all. It's a mitzvah to tie it, but it's not obligatory. Be'emet kacha halacha. Not like Rabbi Yehuda. We hold like Rabbi Yehuda, not like Rabbi Meir. Which means, the halacha,
each one, just shake.
If you take, first of all, if you take all of the minim together without tying it, what's the halacha? Bevadai, yatsa. And not only that, Maran, no, mitzvah min amuchar is to tie it. Not only that, says Maran, that if you take each min by itself, pick up a lulav, put it down. Pick up a dasim, put it down. Pick up aravot, put it down. Pick up a lulav, put it down. I didn't even take them together. What's the halacha? Yatsa! So what do you see? That the ma'aseh of turning it into a tied lulav is not a ma'aseh chashuv. Therefore, it's not considered shinui ma'aseh. Or even if you want to tell me, says the Gemara, v'im timtze lomar, lulav tzarich eged, even according to the opinion that the lulav does need to be tied, which means it's a ma'aseh chashuv, it's still over here not considered shinui ma'aseh. Why? He says, shinui achozeh lebriyatohu, v'shinui achozeh lebriyatohu, la shemesh shinui. Over here, in order for something to be considered a shinui, is that when you change its form, it can never go back to its original form perfectly. Over here, when you tie a lulav, hadasim, and aravot together, yeah, in order to bring it back to its original form, what do you have to do?
Untie.
Snip the tie. What happens to it? Plops apart, and everything is back to square one. Therefore, what? Even if you want to tell me that lulav does require tying, and it's not only a mitzvah, but it's me'akev, according to some tana'im in the Gemara, that if you didn't tie the lulav, you're not yotzeh, it's still over here not considered a shinui ma'aseh, because it goes right back to how it started.
Never really changed.
Says the Gemara, okay, so you want to tell me shinui reshut, no. Shinui ma'aseh, no. There's one more thing that we can do. What about shinui Hashem? Changing the name, says the Gemara, b'likniyuha b'shinui Hashem. Even for themselves, let these peddlers be kone da'adasim b'shinui Hashem. Why? D'me'ikara avale asa. Originally it was just called, right when you snip them off the ground, what is it called?
Branch.
Hadas. Yeah, it's hadas. Branch. It's hadas branch. Vehashta Hoshana. Now when you tie it to the lulav, it has a brand new name. Now it's, what's it called? Hoshana. A lulav, a tied lulav is called Hoshana. Yeah? Says the Gemara, in Bavel, the name didn't change. Why? Me'ikara name le'asa Hoshana karule. Even originally, what did people used to call even random hadasim branches? Used to call it Hoshana. And therefore what? The name didn't change. Huh? What do you say?
Hoshana's in your backyard, I could cut.
So, isn't it in Shinui Hashem still Chozeh L'Briyato? If you just snip the thing, it comes apart in the next Hashanah.
The only thing Chozeh L'Briyato is only b'Shinui Ma'aseh. By Shinui Hashem, even if it's Chozeh L'Briyato, as long as you have a Shinui Hashem, Kach Pasak Maran Nechosh Mishpat, Shinui Hashem, even if it's Chozeh L'Briyato, is still considered Shinui Hashem.
But it would go back to being called Asa, not Hashem.
Even so. But once now I changed it, it would be considered Shinui Hashem. That's why the Gemara had to answer what the Gemara says. It never changed name in the first place, because to begin with, in Bavin, they used to call it Hoshana.
Yeah.
Tov, so we have the sugya, basically.
Yeah, outside. I can't recap myself, I'll be honest.
So, huh? Zeh? That's not... Then, what did Reb Chaim say?
I could try, but I'm not.
No.
What
do you think? Yes. Ben what do you think he did? He tried.
Okay.
And then the Yamsuf split.
We're
wasting
one time.
No,
Chas
V'Shalom, not wasting time.
Yeah, so Rabbana told...
in even random Hadassim branches in Bavir were called Hosha'ana, so the name didn't change. Yeah? So we have a sugiya. Let's go through the sugiya outside. Rabbana, we didn't even touch Rashi and Tosfot yet, which is going to be, you know, this is, you know, it's like one of these roller coasters that you have to...
It's the loop.
Yeah, one of those scary ones. Tikra.
So Ravuna told these avantir, these Jewish merchants, that when you buy from the goyim, the hadassim don't the lulav hadassim
over there was
hadassim,
okay.
Don't cut it yourself. Let them cut it for you.
Why?
No, I don't know why.
Because says the yeah. Jump in, Rabotai. Jump in. No. Why? Why did he tell them that? Because first of all, random by default, when we see a goy owning land, at least in Bavel, what did they assume?
Stealing.
That it was stolen. From whom?
Jews.
Machloket, right. Anyway, Bekitzur, Aval, Mikon Makom, let's say right now Jews, according to Rashi, and therefore what? Since by Karka, there's a concept that Karka and Anigzeles can't be stolen, therefore what? Which means there can never be a change in ownership in Karka by theft, therefore what? Nothing plays a role yet. Therefore, if you cut it yourself, what's going to happen? You will be the thief, and the Yeush will kick in by you, and therefore Yeush itself won't be enough, and therefore you're not going to be Yotze, because you won't have a Kinyan. It'll be Chaser Lachem. Not because of Mitzvah Baba Avira. That's a different thing I'm not going to touch on now. The other poskim ask, how come he's not talking about over here Mitzvah Baba Avira?
Yeah,
he's not talking about Mitzvah Baba Avira. He's talking about what? He's talking about only?
Karnei Men.
Kinyan, Lachem, that's all he's talking about. Not Mitzvah Baba Avira. One of the answers to that question among the Shulim is... Yeah, what's the answer? What did he say?
Because they didn't do it!
Because he didn't... they didn't do the Ma'ase Isur. Now anyways, Mikon Makom says the Gemara, hey, wait a second, if they're peddlers, what are you telling me? Well, he talked to me only about Yeush. Next question of the Gemara is what?
And then what is it?
Okay, even if they have the Yeush, but once they sell it to somebody else, Yeush, Vishinu Rashut, to which the Gemara says, no, what are we talking about? We just made an Okimta. What's an Okimta? Very important word in Shas. What's Okimta?
We made an establishment on the...
You take a case that was broader to begin with, and then you minimize it into a specific case. Which means now we're saying originally, when Rav Huna told him, don't cut it yourself, we were thinking that what? He's talking about all situations. Now the Gemara is saying, no. When Rav Huna told him, don't cut it yourself, he only meant when? When they're going to use it themselves. Whereas, Maskanat the Gemara right now, is that if they plan on selling it to somebody else, Rav Huna says that it wouldn't matter, they can cut it themselves. Says the Gemara, yeah, even for themselves, I have two other ways out. You want to tell me by yourself you don't have Shinu Reshut? Maskim. What else can you have?
Shinu Maase.
Shinu Maase. Maza Maase.
There's no bag.
No, the question, Mami. Question. Before the answer. What's the question? What's the Shinu Maase?
I get a Chufya. I tie it.
Egged.
That I'm taking Hadas and now I'm changing it into an Aguda. What is the Gemara answer? Two answers.
Either we say we don't hold like that.
Two answers.
Number
one, either it's Maase Shelo Chashuv because we hold Lulav in Tzarich Eged, and therefore it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Second answer is, even if you want to hold that Lulav Tzarich Eged,
it doesn't change the Bria.
It's Chozer Lebriato, since if you untie it, it just goes right back to it, and Shinu HaChozer Lebriato, Shinu that goes back to how it was, is not considered Shinu Maase. Says, well, let's try another thing. What?
Shin
Hashem, originally Hadas, now it's Hosha'ana, to which the Gemara answered. It's always considered Hosha'ana from the second it's cut. Adkan, this is the Sugiyah. Yeah? Sounds simple enough. Yeah?
So how is that?
Enter the Rishonim.
Takshiv
Tovata. Yeah, what do you say?
Is it a separate Yush or is it original Yush?
There is original Yush, but the original Yush we're going to see in Rashi doesn't mean anything when it's still in Karka form.
So it's like hanging. Until
it becomes metaltelin. At what point does it become metaltelin?
They don't have a separate Yush. I'm saying it doesn't expire.
Because guess what? The person that you stole it from doesn't know when you're cutting it. All he knows is that he got, you know, it was a stick up, he got kicked out of his land, and he says, I'm never going to see it again. And he doesn't know exactly when it's going to be cut. So we're saying over here, as soon as it's cut, that original Yush that he made is going to be cut. Verstehst? No, yeah.
What's the nafkamina if the land was stolen from Jews or from Goyim?
Whether or not, that's a very good question. All the Rishonim discuss it. The Rashba actually discusses it in a tshuva. And he says that if it's stolen from, what's the difference if it's stolen from a Jew from a Goy, if at the end of the day, Isur Gezel is from Goyim also, that doesn't really matter. Yafet? Some Rishonim say that that happened to have been the Mitziut in Babel, that was, it was Rov Israel, and most of the Goyish lands in Rav Huna's area were stolen from Jews. But really, according to the Rashba, it's irrelevant, because even if it was stolen from Goyim, it would be the same halacha. Shema'atata? Okay, so he says like this. Let's stop and see some Rashi. Yeah, Rashi, slowly, and then we'll get to Tosfos. Yeah, we're not in any rush. Yeah? Vaita. Yeah, Avankiri. Go for it.
Tigri kodavar.
Tagare.
Tagare.
Tagarim in Lashon HaKodesh is merchants. Yeah, go ahead.
Kodavar lehishtakir.
Lehishtakir. Lehishtakir means to get drunk. Lehishtakir means to make money.
Profit. Yeah. Tigri kodavar lehishtakir bo, kigon kelim ktanim, machtin, umasvikot, lulavim, rekon lehen, marnish.
It's merchants. They walked. They went around selling stuff. Yeah, one day they sold this, and then lulavim, etrugim, whatever. Yeah, okay, go ahead.
כזמנתו עשה מן אחרים, כשתקנו הדס מן אחרים, כשתקנו.
כשתקנו, when you buy.
Oh, תקנו.
Not, what's the difference between תקנו?
I thought it was to fix.
To fix, to fix or to establish is, the kuf would have a דגש. שתקנו, לתקן. שתקנו, without a דגש, שמנח, that's to buy. Same word, different ניקוד. One דגש, changes the whole word. גמל. Is a camel. Gamal is a camel driver. One dagesh.
From human to person to animal.
Shamata?
Gamal.
Okay, Viter. You have to be medayek me'od when you read.
Kishetiknu.
No, that's when you... Kishetiknu. When you buy... Okay, go ahead.
Kiknu adas behen nochrim. Lagot behen lahoshana. Ligzozo eno. Ihem
yachtechuhu.
Mir hanachubar vidnu lachem.
Let them cut it off and give it to you. Okay, go ahead. Does it matter when you pay?
No.
Doesn't matter when you pay because we're saying it's stolen merchandise anyway. We're assuming that it's stolen merchandise. Yeah, okay, right there. Perhaps it could have been from a Jew. Huh? Now, according to Rashi, this is only... I told you, what the Rashba said, it doesn't matter if it's from a Jew or from a Goy, but according to Rashi, it does make a difference. Let's stick to Rashi for now.
Rashi and the Rashba. Huh? It's the Rashba, not Rashba and Sudo.
Shoot. Okay, but I think
you're allowed to use the stolen hadassah for Yom Rishon?
As long as... He's asking, can you use a stolen hadassah for Yom Rishon?
If Hashir Rishon Yosh.
As long as what? As long as you're koneh. As long as you're koneh. Okay. What about mitzvah baba avira? Doesn't apply, why not?
No, we're doing
because they didn't do it.
Yeah, you didn't steal it.
Yeah? These merchants, they didn't... Steal it? Okay, Vayter.
Wait, does Rob know where the shoot Rashba is?
I'll look it up afterwards. And then, towards the end of Chilak Aleph, I'll find it. Huh?
Sorry, if we didn't listen to Rav Huna, and the Jew actually went and cut himself, that's a problem then.
Because you weren't koneh. And it's gezel biyadcha. It's not yours. And therefore what? You don't have lachem. Okay, Vayter. Which means, Rabotai, according to... Would Rav Huna be dealing with the first day or all 7 days?
First day. No, all 7 days, because anyways, it's just a mitziut in Yush.
Ganu v'gazul. Ganu v'gazul. Pasul first day or all 7 days?
Depends.
It would depend if Rav Huna holds like Rabbi Yochanan, pasul all seven, or like Shmuel, that it's pasul only on the first day. The Gemara's not even talking about that. The Gemara doesn't care right now. It's at least the first day. If not... All seven.
Yeah, right now it's a mitzvah of Yush of buying things.
Well, the nafkamina would be what happens. Let's say they say, okay, you have to ask Rav Huna, who do you hold like? Yeah, Vayter, Tikra Rashi. Turn the page. V'karakanan gzilit. Read this Rashi slow because you see this whole big tosfot that's going on Rashi. So, yeah.
Hold on, so we got ayin.
Okay. Which means any yeush in the world will not help you for karka. Why? Says Rashi. Which means Rashi says a very important yesod. Listen carefully. Yeush will only work for something. Yeush plus, we'll call it. But yeush will only kick in to something that has left the owner's possession. Yes, but it's left the owner's possession. Does karka ever leave the owner's possession?
No.
Karka is, it's there. Maybe the owner left, but the karka is still in his possession. Therefore what? No yeush works. Only when you turn karka into mitaltelin, that's when the yeush is going to kick in, Tamshir. Which means when you detach the peri, or when you detach the thing, yeah, he's the thief. Which means that Rav Huna was telling the Avankre, don't, even though they didn't do the isur per se, but you will be, by cutting it down yourselves, you will be the halachic gazlanim. You understand? Okay, baita. And shlichut la'akum, first of all. Yeah? Now, continue. Okay, go ahead. Therefore, says Rav Huna, let them be the ones to cut it. Therefore, they will be the halachic gazlanim. And then what? Which means they'll be the gazlanim. The yeush will take effect when the hadasim are still in their possession. Then what? They'll sell it to you. There, then you'll have the formula of yeush plus shinui reshut. Okay, go ahead. Apparently, what does Rav Huna hold? The yeush itself doesn't work. Because if yeush itself worked, what should be the case?
We'll be fine.
That what? That even if they cut it themselves, the avankre, the yeush will kick in, and then it'll be good. Apparently, what do you see from here? That according to Rav Huna, yeush itself does not work. Go ahead. Aval, you need yeush to begin. Yes, for sure. Yeah. Ve'iname, kane. Even if Rav Huna did hold the yeush itself is kone, it will still be a problem if you cut. Why? Because even if you cut and you'll have the yeush, and yeush itself is kone, but what? Since you're the halach gazlanim, what? It'll be classic mitzvah.
Oh, this goes against Tosuk. It's not the same time as the mitzvah.
No, of course it is. Same second that you cut it.
Amen.
But that's not the mitzvah.
Oh, that also. Yeah, okay, fine. Nachon. Like the ritma.
He goes like, yeah.
Yeah. He says, "Im atem tachtechu min hamchubar, tiu atem gozlim, you will be the gazlanim." What's the matter?
Didn't you say to me when we were sitting together, right, that the stealing is different? Might stealing when it happened with the akums, and just right now you're just being kane.
The mas, the theft, the actual isur of the theft was done by the goyim. But now the Gemara and Rashi are discussing halachic gzila. Why do I keep on saying halachic gzila? Which means who the name gazlan in terms of kinyanim.
The one did the action.
The action of gzila. Obviously the Jews didn't do the isur. But they could be held liable for the halachic gzila if they cut. You know what I'm saying?
So how does this answer make sense?
That what?
To say that the Jews went and they did themselves, and so they are,
would make them halachic gazlanim.
Gazlanim.
Hence, Rav Huna told them, let the goyim cut, and let them be halachic gazlanim. You buy from them.
Right. So I'm asking right now. So the next step, like Mara says, what? She says, oh, no problem. The Chari could even say that the Jews can cut it themselves. Right, and they can give it to someone else.
Because then, even if they're the halach gazlanim, but if they sell it to somebody else, or if they shinui ma'aseh, or shinui Hashem, even if they're the halach gazlanim, it doesn't matter because they're not using it.
But at the point they are considered stealers.
Halachic gazlanim.
Good.
Not that they have to pay back, but they would be considered the halachic gazlanim.
Good.
Okay, continue Rashi, Viter. What do you want to ask?
So is it considered the nothing? Stole the land, and then you're just a thief of the thing on the land.
Mm-hmm. Because they stole something that's unstealable, karka. But if you cut it, and you'll be the halachic gazlan of the metaltanin. Verstehe? Weiter. Baro.
Yeah.
That's good? What does that mean? Run?
Go.
Go, okay. Go. How you say run? Birim?
Oh,
which means what? That what? What are you saying?
Which part is this going on now?
Biadan, the buyers. Which means, let's say you're the merchant and you cut it down. that makes you the halachic thief. Nahon?
Yeah.
Nagid, when I buy it from you, is it mitzvah baba avera on me?
No.
It would only be on
me.
Him. So what's he doing? He's not using it. He's selling it to me.
It's not mitzvah baba avera.
Bisim? On me, it's not mitzvah baba avera.
Because that's not a factor at all. Because neither of us.
Which was, that was the Gemara's question. Hey, wait a second. Even if he cuts it down, if he's a merchant, if he sells it to me, it's not mitzvah baba avera by me. And I'm also, am I the halach gazlan? No? Okay, weiter. Go ahead. Which means the Gemara's answer was, you're right. We're not talking about the ones that they plan on selling. We're talking about the Hadassim that they plan on using themselves. Okay, Vayter. Likneyuha. Yeah, Shinu Ma'aseh. Not only Shinu Reshut, Shinu Ma'aseh is also Konin. Says the Gemara, Chozeh Lebriyato. Yeah, all you need to do is untie it, and boom, goes back to how it was. Hoshana Karulu, Rashi on the top, yeah? Since it's usually people call Hadassim, why? Even though, you know, in general, Hadassim can be used all year long for smelling, whatever. But how do people in Bavin, how do they refer to Hadassim all year long? Hoshana. Why? Because they're, how do most people know Hadassim as? For the mitzvah. Yeah, so everybody used to call it all year long, they used to call it Hoshana. Yeah?
No one says the myrtle branch.
No
one says Hadassim.
No, Hadassim is just the Hebrew word for myrtle branch.
Same idea.
Your association of Hadassim, whenever you see a Hadass or whenever you see the word Hadass or you see a picture of it, your immediate association is what?
Lulav.
Yeah? Sukkot. It's not that, even though in Israel, it's probably one of the most common forms of Bisamim during the year is what? Is Hadassim. Because Hadassim, they grow everywhere.
It's close.
Huh?
It's close a lot.
No, I'm saying over here, you don't see Hadassim too much because they don't grow in America too much. But in Eretz Yisrael, where it's very common, even nevertheless, people's thing about Hadassim, Sukkot. That's their thing. Yeah? Tov. Adkan, Gemara, Rashi. Here comes Tosfos. Okay? And we have to go through Tosfot slowly. Yeah, before we get to the Pnei Yoshua and the Nesivis and all the Gutezachin. Yeah, we have to go through Tosfos to understand well. Okay? Says Tosfos. Tikra. Bechon.
Kolomar. Ena knuya legazlan mishum yush l'olam hi b'cheskat balin mitpray nafkalan bagozo bata kach pirush b'kunche.
Which means what? Tosfot quotes Rashi and he agrees with Rashi that what does karka ina nigzelet mean?
It means that it never
that no yeush will ever work for karka. That's how Rashi and Tosfot.
At any point?
Yeah. At any point.
After you cut it?
After you cut it, it's no longer karka. After you cut it, it's already metaltanin. But in karka form, says Rashi, karka ina nigzelet means what? Yeah? Well, what's the question here? What's the implied question is? What do you mean? Of course he stole it. You chucked the guy out of his property. You stole it. Says Rashi, it's not that you didn't do a ma'aseh gneva. Of course you threw the guy out. But halachically, you can never have a kinyan of ye'ush on karka. That's what he means. And now, anybody begin or finish Tosfot yet?
We started, we finished.
What is going to? It's always good to know what Tosfot's going to do. What's the theme
he's
of Tosfot?
Explain why Rashi makes sense.
Nope.
I didn't do.
He's going to bring now Re'ayot throughout Shas. Is this actually correct? Yeah. Does Ye'ush never work by Karka? And he's going to bring Raya's to and against. Yeah.
What if you take a piece of iron in your hands? Like you actually dig up a piece of earth.
Then that's dirt. That's not Karka.
So karka is by definition unmovable.
Correct. immovable or
it's
something that's attached to the ground.
What's it called? What's the lashon of the Mishnah?
Dvarim sheyesh lahem achrayut.
Yeah, the sheyesh achrayut. Yeah, because it's
by agam. Yeah, it's in kiddushin.
Yeah.
Okay. Now let's read Tosfos. Kolomar od pam. Ein aknuya lagazlan b'shum yeush dil olami b'chizkat be'alim. Why? Because in Tosfot saying, in order for Ye'ush to play a role in Gezel, in being Kone Gezel, what has to first be? It has to leave the reshut of the owner. Over here, the karka didn't leave the reshut of the owner, so Ye'ush means garnished. Yeah, itchy.
Itchy.
So he says like this. Now, he says, V'adina imo. How's your Persian?
Not that good. I know the few words that are coming out here, but like not, I can't even say seven.
Teflak. Okay, so he says like this. Okay, fine. Yeah? Now.
But then you more. The EU is more ill. Kaka. Mine after let me know.
Now Tosfot's going to prove that Yeush doesn't work by Karkaot. Why? Because if Yeush did work, what does it matter that it's not Nigzal? Go ahead. Before Yeush, even if it was Nigzal, just like by Metaltelin, if you stole Metaltelin before Yeush, what is it? What's the relationship between the Chefetz and you before Yeush? Nothing! Yeah? So therefore, even if it was Nigzal, even if it was... What does Nigzal mean? Stealable. Even if Karka was stealable before Yeush, it's garnished because you have nothing. Vila achar Yeush.
Yeush.
Oh. After Yeush, if it was something that was Nikna Yeush, then it should be Nikna Yeush. Apparently what? What do you see from here? That Karka is not Nikna Yeush. V'chin mochiach bishma'atim.
Oh, can we just sit outside just to...
Repeat it.
Yeah, so Yush, it can't be that Yush applies to land.
Why?
Because if Yush applies to land, you don't have any before and after. Before would be what? When it's stealable.
If it was stealable. Even if it was stealable. Before Yush.
It would never be
nothing.
Yeah.
And after Yush. You'd be kone. Apparently what? What does it mean that karka enan igzelet? Karka enan igzelet means Yush is garnished. That's what it means. Always listen to Ezra. Ezra's right about everything. Kimat. Anyway, okay, Viter. So he says like this. Yeah? Viter. Now he says like this. Now he's going to bring another
Ryan.
The very next sugya on Lamed Aleph is going to talk about a stolen... Over here we're talking about stolen Hadassim. Next sugya is going to talk about stolen Sukkot. Yeah? Can you imagine? What kind of idiot uses stolen stuff for a mitzvah? You got to be really stupid for that. You know what I'm saying? It's like, there's a gemara, very interesting gemara. In Yerushalmi, in Shkalim, Tekshivu Tov. Yeah, the gemara said, when people used to come donate machatzit ha-shekel in the Beit HaMikdash, there used to be a room, okay, it was called the Lishka, the room where they used to keep the machatzit ha-shekels, and there were like gabaim, like supervisors outside the door. They would check him to make sure when he went in, get a pat down like you do in the airport. The guy would have a pat down before he went in. What? No pockets, no bags, no whatever. Why? Because when you go to give, when you go into that room to give your machatzita shekel, you're walking into a room full of what?
Cold.
Full of money. So what were they afraid of? You're going to snatch. Not only that, says the Gemara, listen carefully, the Gemara says that when the person went into the room, it was private. It's like a boating booth. Would go in. And as he would go in, the Gemara says that the Gabaim outside would keep him talking the whole time. Keep talking to him. Talk. Why?
Put in his mouth.
Yep. So he can't put money in his mouth.
Yeah.
Understand? Like Lavan. Anyway, the Kitzur Bodhi, where was this room?
In the Beit HaMikdash. In the Beit HaMikdash
compound.
Yeah, which
are you crazy? You have to be a real idiot to steal stuff from the Beit HaMikdash. But you see? What do you see from here? What's the depth of the Bart?
It's a hard
money. Yeah, money is a very tavata mamon. It's so strong. Even in Beit HaMikdash. Yeah, even in Beit HaMikdash, it's tremendous nisayon. Yeah? He says like this. Gidlo. Yeah, Viter. So he says like this. Yeah, Viter.
It's a nice musar.
The what?
It's a hard gets the best.
Shamata tamomer? Okay, Baiter. So he says like this. Yeah, Baiter.
Baiter Nation.
So,
I'm a lefty.
What does that mean?
Next to my left hand.
It's
okay,
Baiter.
Yeah.
Get a wind-up next time.
It's not good. Today, I'll tell you a little bit of Kabbalah. Lechod Ari HaKadosh. You know that we're supposed to emulate a Kadosh Baruch Hu's midot. Oh. So there are many different midot that a Kadosh Baruch Hu has. It starts with Keter, and then it's... Chesed, right? Chesed, Chochma bin Abadat, and then Chagat Nehi. Chesed, Gura, Tiferet, Netzach, Od Yisod, Malchut. The Zohar HaKadosh, in Tikkuni HaZohar, we read in Patach Eliyahu, it says over there, Chesed, Deroa Yemina, Gevura, Deroa Semala. The right hand represents Midat HaChesed, Midat HaRachamim. The left hand represents Midat HaDin. Din is always very kashe. We always, everything we do in this world, because whatever we do in this world...
So let's hope Hashem's not a lefty.
No, Hashem. En lo guf, en lo demut aguf. Rather, what do we do? We always try to be magbir. We always try to have the right, the chesed, overcome things on the left, overcome gvurot. Why? Because if the gvura is overcoming the chesed, that's not good. That means that there's judgment and punishment and stuff like that. That's why you're always supposed to be everything, even lefi halacha, everything, any mitzvah that we do, always biyad yamin. According to Kabbalah, there's another reason also, but it goes bad bevad. The machloket by lulav. What hand does a regular? What hand are you supposed to hold the lulav in?
Right.
Yeah, etrog, left. What happens? What about a lefty?
Same
thing. Nachon, right? Maran Rama. The Rama says that a lefty brings down shitot, that a lefty is supposed to hold the lulav in his left hand, because that's like his right. Da'at Maran, that no matter whom, you always hold the mitzvah in your right hand. Lulav, kuskidush, all these things, always in your right hand. Yeah? So, why? Because even if you're a lefty, besides for tefillin, obviously, but even when you're a lefty, the right hand always has chesed. Al piyasod especially, the right hand represents chesed. Always trying to be magbir chesed on rachamim, chesed on din. That's the idea.
It's a mum, right?
Not because of that, but it's considered one of the mumim since he's not kederach kol haaretz. He's different than everybody else. Are there Kabbalistic things involved in them? Yeah, continue now. I'm not
ambidextrous.
Sclera. The boy covers his left hand.
Huh? Move?
And you learn how to use your right hand much more, no?
Me?
Can't write. I was born lefty. My grandmother trained her to be a righty because it was very, very uncommon to be a lefty and it was like looked down upon.
I cannot do everything in my left with my left hand. I'm not ambidextrous. Oh. They say Chaim Eizer, Alav Hashalom, Chaim Eizer Gusinski, who's the Gedol HaDor.
2 days is his yard sign.
Yeah, so he was ambidextrous. Gaon Meshune. He was very close to the Chafetz Chaim. He's Gedol HaDor. He was the Abedin in Vilna. Anyway, Takshiv Tov. They say, they don't say this about me and you. They say that he was able to write two different teshuvot at the same time on two different topics. At the same time while talking to somebody about a third topic.
How does he do that?
That's the definition of multitasking.
Quite amazing.
Was he able to do the thing in Yoma? Four fingers?
I don't know. Okay, bye to Zoktesvis. Kadima.
So again, Mechay Muchlach Mishmatin Gai Plukted Rabbelezer Rabbanon Nefli Besuka Gizula the Machshir Rabbanon Mishum the Karka in an Exelet Vahavi La Sukka Sheula.
The Rabbanon say that you are Yotze in a stolen Sukkah since Sukkah is part of Karka and Karka can't be stolen. Therefore what? It's not considered a stolen Sukkah, it's considered borrowed. Okay? And a borrowed Sukkah is
Kashir. So that's a raya, right?
Okay, keep
reading.
What's the chidush over here that even after Yeush? What's the chidush? If we were talking about before Yeush, then even metaltelin are not stolen. So what's the chidush in the Gemara over there according to the Chachamim? The chidush is that even after Yeush, it's still not stolen. And this is Tosfot proving this idea that Yeush by karkaot is garnished. It doesn't apply by karkaot at all. Umiyu and misham raya. Says Tosfot, let's backtrack a second. Even though the concept is true, the raya that we brought from there is no good. Yeah, keep going.
The im haita suka metaltelin kigon shotiyu misukato shebrosh agalav rosh esfina lo yotzba ein kodem yush ben lachiyu ben kodem yush ben lachiyu.
He says, I'll give you cases where suka can not be karka, can be metaltelin. For instance, if you have suka on a boat, or if you have suka on a wagon, or whatever it is over there, the sukkot are considered metaltelin, and yet over there, what would be the halacha?
You're good.
It would still be kasher, even after Yeush, when metaltelin after Yeush, it's already considered gazul.
So we see the
and yet you're Yotzei.
Oh. That's what he's saying, right?
There
is a chidush here.
Keep reading.
Mishun demani tam ver kama, lichtiv lecha, gabi suka lecha, lo tia de gazula. Bifnei Yeush name lo chashiva kishula, di metaltelin ha nigzalin la, reshut ba'adam kaim.
Right, when you're still metaltelin, it's not in the hands of the owner. Aval karka. Good. Bechizkat be'ala omed, karka never leaves the possession of the owner, because karka can't be moved by definition. V'yesh ledakdek.
What does it mean on the last line?
Tosfot just knocked off the ra'ya that it brought. Not the concept. The concept Tosfot still holds like Rashi. The Yush doesn't mean anything by karka. Nevertheless, he says, I will bring the ra'ya that I just brought you by sukkah can be pushed off, because there are sometimes certain sukkot that would be metaltelin, and yet over there it still would be considered gazul even after Yeush, and you'd still be Yotze. So he says, that's not a good raya. V'yesh ledakdek. Now Tosfos is going to ask another question. Go ahead.
Ishtakteg mehal etan yecheskat avati machelo tabayit machelo sade en made lo alea machelo para machelo talid made lo alea umukila beruven.
Tosfos is going to explain exactly what this means in a moment. Yeah, this is Gemara Baba Batra. If I sold you a land, I can't testify about it for you. If I sold you metaltelin like a cow or whatever it is, then I can testify about it for you. What's the case? Says Tosfos. Go ahead.
Mukila beruven shigazla sada mishimon. Umachal levi.
I stole a property from you. How do I steal a property from you?
Kick you out.
No, I can't. I kick you out. Okay. Yeah. So I steal it from you, and then I sold it to Levi. Go ahead.
It's like selling the Eiffel Tower.
Go ahead. Ve'ata Yehuda. Right. So I shouldn't come. Right. So it says that you come and you are me'ar'ed that it's stolen. So that Shimon, yeah, Shimon is you, the one who was stolen from. Lasude lelevi, so that you can't come and say that it's stolen. Why? Because you always want to go testify that it's stolen. Why?
Because you want it back.
You want it back. That's why you can't testify. Aval para v'talit lahadre. But why do we allow you to testify by para v'talit, by metaltelin? Because even if you testify, what's the halacha? It still won't come back to you, because by metaltelin, what's the halacha? After ye'ush v'shinu reshut, he's already koneh.
He's just going to get the money.
So he's not considered nogea. You understand? There's a halacha by edut that if you're nogea, if you have a vested self-interest, you're not allowed to be ma'id. So by karka, we have a vested self-interest that it's not nigzal, it's a come back to you. You can't be ma'id. Whereas by metaltelin, that even if you're ma'id, it's not going to come back to you, you are allowed to be ma'id. He says, David, ye'ush v'shinu reshut. Yeah? Mashma.
Hold on, can we recap for just...
Go ahead.
What happened is, Reuven stole land from Shimon. And now he sold it to Levi.
Yeah.
Yehuda comes and says, whoa, you can't buy from him. This is Shimon's land that he stole.
Yeah.
So now Shimon can't testify
that it's stolen.
That it's stolen, because why is he testifying? Only because he wants his land back.
Yeah.
But he could testify for...
That's only by stolen land.
Yeah, but when it comes to a talit or something with talit, he could testify...
What do you see clearly from this Gemara, says Tosfot? Clear as day, what do you see from this Gemara? That? Meaning? What Tosfot was trying to prove all along? That you, obviously over here we're talking about after Ye'ush. And we keep on saying that even after Ye'ush, Ye'ush plays zero role in Karka, and a lot of role in Metaltelin. Okay, Vayter.
Masha Behedya, the Karka lo mahani Ye'ush.
So what's he saying over here? He's saying over here, you know why you can't do it by karka? Because yush kedi is kane. But over here, there's no shinu reshut. It can't be because of that. Because over here, the case by karka. Perhaps over there, the reason. Yeah, the reason why he can't testify. Read it again. V'chitema.
If you want to say the reason there is because yush could is good enough to be kane.
Yeah, it's not kane.
Sorry. Yush is not good to be kane, but shinu reshut is. And now there was no shinu reshut.
Yeah.
Shinu reshut is not shach b'karka.
Yeah, don't tell me that. Meaning that there could technically be yush by karka. Says Tosfot that shtusim. Says why? I'll show you that you can never have yush b'karka. You know why? What's the whole reason that you're able to have yush b'karka? Keep reading.
Tama de yush lokani mishum de b'isura atliyade.
Therefore what?
The only reason that
it wasn't b'isura bal yadeh, because by the time it got to him, it was already
b'yateh.
It was already mitiyash. Nachon. He says kmo gabe para v'talit. Tov. Now, up until now, Tosfot was very, very clear about the fact that what? That yush karka inan gzilit is exactly like Rashi. The yush doesn't apply to karkaot at all. Now Tosfot's about to embark on a journey through Talmud Yerushalmi that seems to say that Ye'ush does play a role even by Karkaot. And then who do we hold like? Bringing Ra'ayot to and against. And this is how we get into the whole Zachin from the Pnei Yoshua and Sivis Rambam Zachin.
Oh baby
is right. So he says it'll be Rushanmi.
So hold on. Just to recap the answer. The answer was that that's not a good proof because there you can still say that there's no. No, sorry, it's not the proof, and he knocks that off again. Yeah. He tries to knock off the proof by saying, no, there, isn't Kani, only Shina Rishut is just not Shach by Karka.
That's right.
The thing. It didn't change Rishut. There's no changing Rishut by Karka doesn't mean anything.
Good, right there.
Yes.
Now, we're not going to get too far into this today, but we're just going to touch on what the Yerushalmi says. Go ahead, Ovi Yerushalmi, the Kilayim.
Kilayim, so back, Shri. Masha, the Yesh, Yush, the Karka, the Parach. Yesh, Karka, Nigzele.
Yesh, Karka, Nigzele. The Gemara over there asks in Yerushalmi, can Karka be stolen? Amar Rabbi Levi, Afal Pichen, Yesh, Yush, the Karka. You're right. Even though Karka can't be stolen, but there still is Yush in the context of Karka. What in the world is it talking about? What does it mean? We have zero background in this Yerushalmi. Says Tosfot, don't worry. I'll help you out. Says Tosfot, what's the Yerushalmi talking about? Says Tosfot, even though we don't know what we're talking about, we don't know what it's talking about yet in the Yerushalmi, it says maybe over there by the Yerushalmi it's talking about what? Really, midoraita, there's no yush bekarka. Over there, maybe just because of isur kilayim, there is a yush midrabanan. I think, Rabotai, I think we should stop it here and start fresh tomorrow from the Yerushalmi, and then get our feet wet. Right, Rabotai, I want you to start, first say that tomorrow. First thing, finish off the Tosfot from the Yerushalmi. It's not so hard. And then see the Pnei Yoshua, and then see this. Bezat Hashem will take it from there. Okay? Bezat Hashem. Kol tov.